This is Smart Tech, episode 1612, a water bottle that fills itself from the air. Hello and welcome to this thirst-quenching episode of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. And I don't know about you, but I like water. It's kind of important. It helps us live. We don't drink water, we don't live. In fact, we can live a lot longer without eating than we can without drinking. But let's say that you are hiking, or you're lost, or you're in a strange place that you can't find fresh water. What if you had a water bottle in your backpack, on your bike, that filled itself up with water without being near a water source? We have bottles right now where you can fill them up. They go through a filter and it can usually make water in a stream or whatever drinkable so that you can at least stay alive, right? But what if you're in a place that doesn't have any water, that you can't find water and you need water? Well, a company called Fontus has made a water bottle that takes moisture in the surrounding air and it produces clean, drinkable water in under an hour, assuming the air is also relatively clean. So this bottle was created by an Australian industrial designer. His name is Christoph Retzizar. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's R-E-T-E-Z-A-R. And it was designed to help people in water-scarce areas, including about 1.2 billion people around the world who do not have access to safe drinking water. Rather than relying on complex water purification systems, Retzizar wanted to make something simple and portable. So what he does is he created this bottle that simply condenses the humidity around the bottle that's contained in the air, and it captures it in this water bottle. And he's made this nifty little holder that kind of straps to the top bar of your bike. And then it has a solar panel that also attaches to your bike that actually powers the unit. So it does need electricity to run the condensation, but very little. So it can do it with a solar panel. And the solar panel actually charges a little battery, and that battery runs the bottle, and it allows it to extract water from the air. So when humid air flows into the device, it hits a series of what they call hydrophobic teeth, which look kind of like toothbrush bristles, and that actually helps turn the water vapor into actual droplets. And then the small solar panel, as I said, keeps the battery charged. It works best between 86 and 104 degrees Fahrenheit and between 80 and 90% humidity. And that's one of the problems. If you're out in the in the Sahara or in the Arizona desert, you might not have enough humidity to extract much water, but hopefully the technology will grow and the humidity level will be able to be dropped, and you'll be able to use it in other places. But in many places of the world where they're scarce of water, it's very humid, and there's just not safe drinking water. So in the course of an hour, the Fontus can produce about half a quart of water. So in a few hours, you would have, let's see, an 8-hour day, you'd have a gallon of water. So that's pretty good. It's not currently available yet. It's prototyped, and I will put links to all of this. I'll put a link to their website. I'll put a link to their Indiegogo page, and they're seeking funding on Indiegogo. But they're working on the prototype, and it seems to be working. It's getting better every day. It can filter out some large contaminants like bugs and dust, but it is not designed yet to keep out small contaminants like sediment. But they're going to install a carbon filter that'll make it more useful in water-scarce regions where air quality is also an issue. They're hoping to bring the price in to under around $100. I think it's a really neat thing. Can you imagine going to a part of the world where fresh water isn't available, and for relatively little money per person, you can give them one of these devices and it would just be constantly creating water for them. They wouldn't have to go fetch it, they wouldn't have to go find it, and they wouldn't be in trouble of contracting diseases. And if you could take it on a little bigger level, you could even put other kind of filtration systems on a house system. So it's got a lot of potential for upscaling and for solving this problem in a lot of parts of the world. A really neat, neat invention. Another way that technology is being used to solve human problems. If you'd like more information on the Fontys, if you'd like to see one, if you'd like to see a video of how it works, how it would work in a backpack or on a bike, just go to our website, www.smartech.tv. If you go to the show notes, you can leave a comment, but you can also see a video on the Fontys, and you can see all the links and go check it out for yourself. Gotta love technology, huh? If you like what you hear on Smart Tech and you listen to us often, why don't you subscribe? It's really easy to do. If you go to our website, smarttech.tv, over on the right, there are some links to different subscription options. Of course, iTunes is the most popular, but there's this direct RSS feed. You can just copy that and paste that into your favorite podcatcher, including iTunes. iTunes lets you paste directly, and you can subscribe to Smart Tech. We're also available on the Stitcher Radio Network. We're on TuneIn. And now, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, we are on Google Play. So if you're an Android user, Google Play has started publishing podcasts, and Smart Tech was one of the first podcasts that Google Play picked up. If you want the link for that, just go to our website. Right over on the right is a Google Play button. You just click on it and you can subscribe right in your Google account to us. And then we're available on all your devices once you're into Google Play, or on your Chrome browser on your Mac or your PC. So it's really neat. We're really happy to be part of the Google universe, as well as the Apple universe and all the universe. We're just part of every universe. What can I say? So anything you want to know about technology, this is the place to go. And we'd also love you to subscribe to our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and other social media. And all of that information is available on our website, www.smarttech.tv. So until next time, have a cold, refreshing drink of water on me. And I hope that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.